Good Friday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing brought to you by JP Morgan Chase & Company. We've got more NBC buzz this morning with Jake and media reporter extraordinaire Hadass Gold reporting that NBC and MSNBC are looking at the former Johnny's Half Shell space at 400 North Capitol for a potential street-level studio. There's other news from the network. Nicole Wallace is taking over the 4 p.m. hour on MSNBC. The former Bush administration communications director will host the show from New York, and it will debut in May. Well, after a lot of action on healthcare this week, we have where things stand at the end of the week. Republicans' efforts on healthcare can be summed up pretty simply. Two steps forward, one step back. After reviving what seemed like a dead healthcare package, President Donald Trump's White House and House Republicans' efforts to try to pass a compromise package are once again on life support. Speaker Paul Ryan and House leaders decided to postpone a vote on the package to next week at the earliest, but it's unclear if they'll be able to find enough votes. The math is pretty simple. Republicans can lose roughly 22 votes. Right now, there are 15 House Republicans who are solidly opposed to the measure and another 20 that are leaning against voting for it. Now, it's important to remember, whatever the House does with Obamacare, it's only an opening salvo. Senate Republicans have barely engaged in the effort, and they would make major changes to whatever the House passes. There's also a new reality that we're starting to see on Capitol Hill. It's a pretty stark dynamic that's starting to emerge, with a big chunk of the House Republican conference simply saying behind the scenes they do not want to repeal Obamacare. About 10% of the conference sees this effort as a political loser. People have gotten accustomed to the law, and changing benefits is only going to hurt Republicans in 2018, they say. The failed repeal efforts now risk demoralizing the base. They're ready to go to safer ground for Republicans, cutting taxes, which most every Republican agrees with. Donald Trump is out with another couple of interviews today as part of his first 100-day press tour. Reuters is reporting that Trump says major conflict with North Korea is possible, but that he is seeking diplomacy. And the Washington Post has an interview with Trump where he focuses on the shift on NAFTA. While he was ready to leave the agreement, several of his aides actually came up in the waning days before he made the announcement to try to change his mind. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is said to seek to cut 9% of the U.S. State Department's workforce. That's a plan to cut 2,300 U.S. diplomats and civil servants' jobs. And we've got some bad news for the Fourth Estate this morning. Morning Consult is out with a new poll saying roughly 51% of Americans believe that the national political media is, quote, out of touch with everyday Americans, compared with 28% who said it understands the issues everyday Americans are facing. In the juice, we've got news that CNN Politics is launching its first digital magazine called State to coincide with Trump's first 100 days in office. And 45 Committee, the largest pro-Trump outside group from the 2016 cycle that is backed by Adelson and the Ricketts families, is going up with a $1 million TV and digital buy promoting President Trump's accomplishments during his first 100 days in office. A couple of Playbook events for your radar. Senator Joe Manchin will join us for the Playbook interview Thursday at 9 a.m. at the Washington Court Hotel. With government funding fight in full swing and Manchin fighting for coal miner benefits, the conversation is expected to be lively. And if you're out in California, House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, California Attorney General Javier Becerra, and Representative Eric Swalwell are joining us for a Playbook exchange event May 10th. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.